Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening. And we do pray that God would really bless you this morning as you listen once again to another portion from His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and we have classes for every age, and we invite you to come. Bring your families, bring your Bibles, and just be with us in these services. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship service. And of course, you're welcome to come to this service. Then tonight, we have our prayer service beginning at 4 o'clock, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So these are our regularly scheduled services, and you're welcome to come and bring your Bibles, your family, and worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us. If you're looking for a place where you can worship God, where you can find out what God's Word says to you, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. We welcome you to come. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that I preach over this radio station or the things that Independence Baptist Church believes, you're welcome to address me with any and all of those questions. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. If you have questions also concerning the things that we believe, you can check out our church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's independencebaptist.org, one word, and you'll find many things there concerning the things that we believe at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 3, and think on the subject, the eyes of God. That's Proverbs 15, verse 3. The Bible states, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." When I was a young boy, I was told that God sees everything that goes on this world. In particular, my parents impressed upon me the fact that God saw me when they did not. Well, that kind of helped me to stay on the straight and narrow, because I knew that even if my parents didn't know what I was doing, God did know what I was doing. But I also found out that there was a lot of people that didn't want to believe that God saw them and that God knew everything that they were doing. And I always wondered, why not? When I was doing things that was right, I didn't mind if God was looking. But it's when I began to do things that was wrong that I didn't want to believe that God saw what I was doing. But the fact is that God was watching, and God did see what I was doing that was wrong. I believe that's why people don't want to know and understand that God sees everything that they're doing. You know, the fact is that God sees everything that people do in the daylight. That's right. God not only sees what they do in the daylight, God also sees what they do in the nighttime. God sees way up in the wee hours of the morning when most men are asleep. God sees what wicked men are doing under cover of darkness. God sees not only what people are doing in the daylight and in the nighttime hours, God also sees those things that are done underhanded and those things that are done to hurt someone else. But think of this, folks. God also sees those things that are done to help other people that nobody else ever sees. I want to state right off here that God is not just a great big eyeball looking down at you. No, God is much more than just a big eyeball. But God is a God of compassion, love, and mercy. But God is a God that sees everything, and the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And notice this, that the evil and the good is not judged according to the way that men see evil or good. But God judges evil or good Himself. You see, it's what God declares that's good that really is good. And it's what God declares is evil that is really evil. I know that sometimes men say, well, you know, what I'm doing is really good, when it's really evil, and they know that it's evil. And then there's other times that men do things believing in their heart that they're really doing God's service, but they're really not. Paul the Apostle was a man like that when he was lost, because he persecuted the church of God and caused much tribulation. But when the Lord saved him, it turned him all around. And then Paul began to do that thing that was right and good in the sight of God. And Paul knew that he was doing then what God said that he ought to do. Now, let's notice some things in the Bible that talks about the way that God looks upon this world. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 31, the Bible said this, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." Notice here that when God created this world, he looked upon all of his creation, and God said, everything is very good. Not just good, but everything is very good. But notice in the book of Genesis chapter 6 and verse 12 that God looked again upon the earth after men had filled the earth with their sin and wickedness. Notice in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 12. "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth." Wow, that was a terrible thing. Notice the contrast here. At the very beginning, God looked upon the earth and said, "It is very good." But when sin came into the world, men were filled with sin, and men pursued wickedness, and God saw it every bit. And there came a day when God said, "I am going to judge this world because of the sin and the wickedness that's in this world." And God said, "Noah, you have found grace in my sight. Noah, I want you to build an ark to the saving of yourself, your wife, your sons, and their wives. But I'm going to kill everybody else with a flood of water." Here's the fact, folks. God sees everything. God sees the good and God sees the bad. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, verse 3, which is our text, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." God saw the good when he created this world, and he said, "It is very good." But in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 12, God saw the evil of men, and God destroyed it. Get this fact, that when you do good in the sight of God, God will reward you accordingly. But listen, whenever you do evil in the sight of God, God will also reward you accordingly. And remember, it is not good in our sight. It is not evil in our sight. But it is rather what God sees is evil. It's what God sees as good that really counts. Notice this. God did destroy the world in the days of Noah with this flood. But when the flood was over, Noah and his family was in the ark for over a year. And when the flood was over, and Noah and his family got out of the ark, the Bible says that God put a rainbow in the sky. Notice in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6, "And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it." This is what God is saying. "I will look upon the bow that is in the cloud, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth." Think of this, folks. After the storm, after the rains, after the thunder, and after the lightning, and after the threat of the evil weather is gone, God still puts a rainbow in the sky. My, I remember seeing the rainbow when I was a little boy, and it was just a beautiful sight. As I looked out, after the rain had passed, and the water was laying there on the ground, and we would go outside and look up in the sky, and there we would see the rainbow in the cloud. And my parents would tell me, "There, my son, is a promise that God has given that he will never again destroy this world by water." I looked at that rainbow, and boy, what a pretty thing it was with the various colors. And I would believe, and I would know that God was also looking upon that rainbow. But you know, the fact is, God said, "I'm not going to destroy the world anymore with water." But God said, "What I'm going to do next time, I'm going to destroy the world with fire." Oh, I know that people today don't want to believe that. I know that people today don't want to hear that God is going to destroy this world with fire. But you know the truth is, folks, that back in the days of Noah, people didn't want to believe that God was going to destroy the world with water. But He did. And God said, I'm going to destroy this world by fire. And God is going to do exactly that. Because you see, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding not only the good, but also the evil. God sees you. God sees me. God sees nations. God sees the wickedness of countries. God sees the wickedness of spiritual leaders. God sees the wickedness of political leaders. God sees everything that's going on upon this earth, and nothing escapes His view. Those things that are done in secret, God knows. Those things that are done under cover of darkness, God sees, because it's light unto Him. You might go by yourself where nobody is watching you, you would think. And while there may be no person watching you, God still is. God is looking over your shoulder at what you're looking at. Think of that. The next time you want to watch a dirty movie, the next time you want to look at a little pornography note and understand that God is looking over your shoulder at what you're looking at. God is hearing what you're hearing, because God is an all-encompassing God, and He knows it all. And He keeps track of all of it also. And one day, He's going to bring it all into judgment. Notice in the book of Ezekiel chapter 8 that Israel had hid, they thought, their sin. But God said to Ezekiel in chapter 8, He said, I want you to go. I want you to look at the hole in the wall. That's in verse 8. Ezekiel 8 verse 8. And God told Ezekiel, I want you to dig right there in that hole. And so Ezekiel dug in that hole in the wall, and he came to a door, and he opened the door, and he went in, and he looked, and he saw every form of creeping thing and all kinds of abominable beast and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. Israel said, we've hid this from God, but they had not, because God knew. Notice in the book of Genesis chapter 6 that God looked and He saw that the thought of the imagination of men's hearts was only evil continually. I want to impress upon you this fact this morning, that God is an all-seeing God. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. You may think you've got yourself hidden from God, but no person can hide from God. No individual can escape the gaze of God, because God looks at all things, and all things are open and naked unto Him. God sees not only the thought, God sees the purpose behind the thought, and God sees the reason behind the action. Know this, that all things that you do, God sees. Today, if you're lost, trust the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're saved, do what God says you ought to do, and you'll find honor and glory in those things. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.